Critically, it's Sam Morton, the team's pitcher. "Well, Sam, I hope it didn't make you stiff so that you can't put some good balls over the plate. It's going to be a hot game, all right." "Oh, forget it," cried Sam, as he finished buttoning his jacket, while he joined his chum. "We'll beat him to a frazzle, all right. I'm going to pitch my head off today." "You may, if you don't go to pieces the way you once did."
"Say, what are you talking about?" demanded Sam, with some warmth. "I can pitch all right, and don't you forget it."
He seemed unnecessarily aroused.
"Oh, I know you can pitch," spoke Darrell easily. "Only I don't want you to be too sure about it. You know the Resolutes of Rocky Ford have a strong team this season, and their pitching is..."
"Oh, I know what Hen Littell is as well as you," broke in Sam. "He thinks he's a whole lot. But you wait. I've got a new drop ball, and..."
"Well, then, you ought to have been out on the diamond this morning practicing with Bart Ferguson. He's got a new catching glove, and if you and he can connect on the curves, we may do some good work. But I wish you'd had some practice this morning."
"So do I, but Dad made me help him, and I couldn't very well get off. I tried to sneak away, but he got on my game and put a stop to it."
"Oh, well, of course, if you had to help your father, that's different," spoke Darrell, who was a manly young chap, somewhat in contrast to Sam, who was not as upright as he might have been. Sam had a boastful and confident air that caused many to dislike him. But as he was the best pitcher the Silver Stars had had in some seasons, his shortcomings were overlooked. And certainly Sam had been pitching pretty good ball thus far. True, at times, he went up in the air, but all pitchers are likely to do this on occasions. Sam had a great belief in his own ability. There was considerable baseball feeling in the little town of Riverside, located on the Appleby River in one of our New England states. Though the nine was an amateur one, and composed of lads ranging from 14 to 19 years of age, yet many fast games had been seen on the village diamond, which was kept in good shape by volunteers. A small admission sum was charged to view the contests, and from this the boys were able to buy their uniforms, balls, bats, and other things. With some of the money, the grounds were renovated from time to time, and the fences, bleachers, and grandstand kept in order. There was a sort of informal county league existing among several nines in the towns surrounding Riverside, and perhaps the bitterest rivals of the Silver Stars were the Resolutes of Rocky Ford, a place about 5 miles farther up the stream than Riverside. Today, one of the games in the series was to take place, and the occasion, being Saturday, was a gala one in the hometown of the Silver Stars, on whose grounds the contest was to take place.
"Well, you'll have a little time for practice before the game begins," remarked Darrell, as he and Sam walked toward the diamond. "We've got about an hour yet."
"Are the Resolutes here?"
"They hadn't come when I passed the grounds a little while ago on my way to see you. I couldn't imagine what kept you."
"Well, it was all Dad's fault. Hang it all, never mind," broke in Darrell quickly. "Dads are all right as a rule." He had lost his own father not long since, and his heart was still sore. He could not bear to have anyone speak disrespectfully of parents. "I guess we'll make out all right," he added.
"Oh, sure we will," exclaimed Sam, full of confidence. "They won't have a look in."
"Well, hurry up and get in some practice with Bart," advised the manager.
"Who's going to cover first today?" inquired Sam, as they hurried along the streets, which were already beginning to fill with the crowds making their way to the game.
"I think I am for most of the time," answered Darrell. "George Rankin and I talked it over and decided that would be a good way to lead off. Later, if I find I'm needed on the coaching line, I'll let Tom Davis take my place."
"Tom isn't much good."
"Oh, I think he is.
Didn't he miss 2 hot throws to first base in the game last Saturday?"
"That was because you put them over his head. You want to be careful, Sam, when there are 2 on the bags, how you throw to first. Lots of times I have to jump for your throws, and if I wasn't pretty quick at it, they'd get by me."
"Oh, well, you won't have any complaint today. I'll get 'em there all right, but you better stay in the whole game yourself."
"I'll see. Hark, what's that?"
The inspiring notes of a coaching horn echoed down the village street.
"Sounds like a tally-ho," remarked Sam.
Just then there swung into view a large stage, drawn by 4 horses. The vehicle...